If we pay a little attention to the way Chazal organized our day, we can see that they made every effort that the knowledge of Hashem's existence should be on our mind in everything we do. So we wake up in the morning. What do? Hit the snooze button. Okay, fine. We wake up, we rub our eyes groggily. What do we think? What are we meant to think at that moment? So what we probably think is, oh no, it's so late. I have to rush to daven, school, work, wake up my kids, etc. But we are taught from the youngest age that it has to, what has to occupy our mind at the very first moment of the day is Maida ani lefonecha, melechai v'kayim, shehachzarta bi nishmasi. I acknowledge and I am aware of the fact that that my existence is only before you. Lefonecha. I live before you, I breathe before you, and I am getting up before you, Hashem. I recognize that you, the King of the world, who is alive, chai, and exists, v'kayam. Now, isn't it a fascinating way to refer to Hashem? Melech chai v'kayam, the King who is alive and exists. When else do we say those words in davening? Chai v'kayam. Very rarely. We say it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We say chai v'kayam noira moraim v'kadosh. That's the power of awareness of Hashem's existence. It carries with it the greatest recognition of Hashem's holiness and His awesomeness. Chai v'kayim, He exists. Chazal wanted our very first waking moments of the day, when our mind hasn't yet been clouded by anything else, to be full of this thought. Hashem, He's alive. Hashem exists. He's the King of the world. I live before Him. The rest of the day now is a foundation to build upon. We can go from thing to thing, from mitzvah to mitzvah, tefillah to tefillah, our work, our lives, incorporating this realization and thought into everything we do, that we are doing it lifonecha, in front of Hashem. What Chazal wanted to happen next is that a logical train of thought should develop each and every day. Who woke me from my sleep? You, Ribbono Shel Olam. Who gave me the strength, the health, working back and spine, strong muscles, to be able to get up and stand and balance? You, Ribbono Shel Olam. These all are addressed in the brachas that Chazal have us say every day. We say them all together. But if you look at the source in the Gemara, they were originally said as we did each thing. We get up, we say Hamecha Mitzade Gover. We woke up, we say Hanaisa Nasech Vivina. Think how meaningful these brachas are when they are made as we are appreciating the fact that we stand, that we're up. Now, the truth is, we don't necessarily appreciate the fact that we can stand. If we would make the bracha then, perhaps we would begin to notice it and appreciate it, recognize this is Hashem making me stand, and then that would be a bracha. Now, I'm not saying that that's how we should do it. The minig is to just say it in the siddur, but just think of what we're supposed to be thinking when we make the bracha. I heard from Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen Shlita, Rav in Lakewood, who is a grandson of Rabbi Victor Miller, Zatzal, how someone who had temporarily lost his eyesight told him that his bracha of Pekeach Ivrim is simply a different bracha. When people are lo aleinu, laid up, or they have chronic back pain, or they're recovering from a surgery, when they can finally stand unsupported and can walk without pain, what a different world it is. We are meant to see Hashem in every step we take. Chazal instituted these brachas as guidelines to start off the day properly, with the hope that this thought would accompany us throughout the day. Hashem exists. He's chai v'kayim. Hashem is fueling my strength. Hashem is giving me balance, giving me eyesight. He is here, and I feel it, and I live it. Why does Hashem do all this? Because He wants us to be able to serve Him, which is the greatest privilege, zuchus, and enjoyment for us that's possible. So we then utilize this thought to go into davening, our first service of Hashem of the day. Now, if we would approach davening that way, our davening would be a different davening. We're not merely davening, we're davening in front of Hashem. Of course, we'd think that at least by davening, that should be a given, right? The bare minimum requirement should be acknowledging that we're standing in front of Hashem. And the truth is, it is the bare minimum requirement. But as we know, that doesn't mean we think that, feel that, live that, or even daven that way. These are the methods we can adapt to bring this thought into our lives, day in and day out. They have already been put in place for us through Maida Ani Brachas. What a wonderful place to start, right in the beginning of the day. From there, we can build and add piece by piece so that our davening is suffused with this thought, our eating, our benching, our working, and our whole day should be living lifnei Hashem, lifonecha, before Hashem.